This dispatch is from Vinson Base Camp, December 20th, on the Branscombe Glacier, Antarctica. Still, we're still here. I got up early this morning and spoke via radio with Jason, high frequency radio, to Jason at Patriot Hills, and gave him our weather report. Our weather report today is simple, and it's not a good one. There's light snow, complete cloud cover, contrast nil, horizon nil. In other words, there's no way to fly here, and if somehow you could fly an airplane here, you couldn't land it. So Gus, Will, and myself will be here at base camp for another day, it seems. If you're wondering what life is like here, I have to report it's not that bad. We have two large, rigid frame tents that are permanent that we have to use during the day. We sleep in our regular mountain tents, but we stay quite comfortable and warm in the large tents. There are no external heat sources, but it's still dry and it's a place to walk about, stand around. We even have chairs in here, so we're comfortable hanging out during the day. I'm using the Panasonic Toughbook to process the digital images I took on the picture on the trip. Unfortunately, I don't have the data capability with the Iridium system right now to upload any of these, but at least we're collecting them, and from Patriot Hills or Punta Arenas or someplace, we'll send you some digital images. The Toughbook is as reliable as ever, and it's a great resource to us. This is the same computer we had for 9 weeks at Everest Base Camp this past fall. It still boots up every time in cold weather, and having watched it travel through the Himalaya on yaks and now to Antarctica on Russian jets and twin otters, I know it's a rugged machine. It's been on the glaciers of the Himalaya and in Antarctica in the last few months, and it's still absolutely reliable. The life is quite good here at base camp. You may know there are still two groups of Vinson climbers above us on the mountain. I spoke with them on the radio yesterday. They're at high camp, quite high winds and blowing snow, no visibility. So we don't envy those folks at all. One of those groups did climb Vinson the same day we came down, and another group attempted Mount Shin that day. Since that time, they've basically been stuck. So even though we're not at Patriot Hills or on our way home, we are very thankful that we're down here living in a much more comfortable environment. I know those guys will be fine up there. There's a cache of fuel and food and everything they need, but they'll no doubt be anxious to get started down as soon as the visibility improves. If you're wondering what the temperatures are like here, it's really an interesting situation. We've got basically very consistent temperatures. It cannot be warmer than about -5 Fahrenheit here. And in fact, in this particular season, I'm sure we have not seen it that warm. The temperatures are going to fluctuate between -15°C to a low of -35°C, +5 Fahrenheit to maybe -30°F. We've seen quite cold temperatures, but we've talked a lot about it being hot. How can that be? Well, there's 80% of the incoming solar radiation that's reflected right off the white snow of the ice cap. That 80% goes right back up into space, and it keeps this continent very cold. Our bodies aren't like that, however. They absorb that same solar radiation, so you can walk around in a dry, almost sand-like snow environment that's extremely cold, and as I keep saying, easy to live in because it's so dry, yet you are soaking up a lot of solar radiation if you have sun. Well, I have to say we missed the sun today here at Vinson Base, but I'm calling you from a big dry tent, and I'll have to say I'm quite comfortable even though the temperature outside is extremely cold. Well, that's today's report. We'll keep you posted. One of these days we'll fly to Patriot Hills, or one of these nights, I might say, 24 hours of light here, and one of these days we'll be back on our way to Chile and home for Christmas. You'll hear from us tomorrow.